We will now try to translate the various anecdotes, the notifications, the teachings of Sai into English. This is for posterity's sake, so that young people can understand at least what Sai used to say in Sindhi, because the Sindhi that is being used now is even very difficult for us to understand. When I say us, I'm talking about my generation. So for the younger generation, it is almost impossible to understand the Sindhi that has been used. Now the various terms that are being used here are Murshid, Naam, Dam, Rabbajo Yairo, and Amur. Now Murshid is a must for everyone. Our Sai used to always say this, that without a Murshid or a Guru, the man is nothing. One needs a Guru, and that also a Kamil Guru. Kamil means a very, very a Guru who is really capable of looking after the soul, and who is totally a spiritual guide, and who, with whose help we can achieve what one tries to achieve spiritually in this world. The moment we get Naam from a Guru, we have to totally surrender ourselves . Murshid is a must for everyone, because without his guidance we cannot achieve any sort of spiritual solace. The moment we get Naam from him, we have to totally surrender to his commands. He expects only one thing from us, to utilize our dhams, breaths, with the Naam that has been given to us by him. In a day we utilize about 24,000 breaths, and we must ensure that each and every dham is used correctly. In other words, we must use the Naam given by our Sai for all these 24,000 breaths that we use in a day. I think this is almost an impossible task for us mortals. 24,000 da kharch hamesha aamdani moorn thive, jis bande nu itna ghata so banda kyun kar jive. The meaning of this is that in a day we use 24,000 breaths. If we don't use these breaths correctly, the way our Sai has taught us how to do it, we are wasting these breaths. In other words, it is a total loss situation. In a day you lose 24,000 breaths, in a week you multiply that, in a year you even multiply that, and just imagine, we are just losing our breaths without gaining anything from this. And very, very logically, if you see, if you run a factory or an office or whatever, if the office is not doing well, you close it. If a factory is not performing the way you want it to perform, I think the logical thing is to just shut it off, you see. But here in this case, this is a total loss situation. We have been told by our Guru Sai Nasir Faqir Sahib Sufi Al Qadri that each and every breath is precious, but we still go on losing our breaths. We don't use them in the correct way. That is the meaning of this particular couplet. It so happened that somebody told Sai that, Sai, we find it very difficult to utilize our dham by using the Naam that you have given to us. Please suggest something easier. Sai looked at them very lovingly and told them, Bacho, maat jo dukaan mani kado. The meaning of this is that, my children, just go and adopt solitude. Don't talk unnecessarily and waste your breath. Be silent and do not waste your precious breaths by just going on talking. These dhammas are alive, and by not properly using them, you are killing each of these dhammas. And the law of the land is that if you kill, the penalty for that crime is to be killed. Our Sai used to then console us by saying that even if you are able to use just one dhamma from the 24,000 dhammas that we have in one day, even that will do. But at least do that. We are not capable of even doing that. The other thing in our Sufi tariqa is Murshid Surat Mana Alha. In many discourses, a Sai used to emphasize on the fact that we must consider that our Murshid is our God. We must have total and blind faith in this. Sai very often said that Jiyan Akul Ghano Tiyan Murshid Lahe Chet. You know, the more knowledgeable we are, the more logical we are, the more questioning we are. And once you start questioning these kind of situations or the teachings, all that you do is find yourself falling into more and more confusion. We have a lot of knowledge and we really feel that we are truly wise. It is not really so. The more knowledge we have, the more we try to analyze and try to logicalize our Murshid's sayings. Once we start doing this, believe me, we are only confusing ourselves. We will never get a satisfying answer. The solution to all this is to have total blind faith in our Murshid Sahib. The blind faith comes very easily to people who are innocent, and not so to people who are full of knowledge. Which again, if you think about it, it's so logical. You talk to somebody who is a very innocent person, that person can be easily swayed into believing what you're saying. But you talk to some highly knowledgeable person, he will question you 100 times, he will give you counter arguments, he will give you so many counter suggestions that ultimately one feels that, I mean, what is this? What are we doing? Is it necessary for us to do all this? With all these questions cropping in the mind, it becomes a maze. And to get out of that maze, the only way you can do it is to have total and complete faith in our Sai. Well, it's easier said than done, but this is what it is. Talking about faith, there was a narration about a king and a queen who went for a walk on the beach, and they found one fakir building castles from the sand. The queen went up to him and asked him as to what he was doing. "I am building castles which are going to be in heaven," he said. The astounded queen asked him if he was willing to sell to her one of these heavenly castles. The man gladly said that he was building the same for that purpose and he would gladly sell it to her. The queen pointed to the biggest castle and asked him for its price. 5 rupees. Said the man. The queen immediately gave him the money, came back to the king and narrated the whole episode to him. "How stupid you women are. The poor man has just duped you of 5 rupees and you don't use your brains, and now he must be having a real good laugh at your gullible nature." Hearing this, the queen became a little saddened. Anyway, they returned to the palace, and in the night, as usual, they went to sleep. The king dreamt that he was in some wonderful land, where he saw some fabulous castles all studded with priceless jewels. Suddenly he was attracted to very huge, magnificent castle, the like of which he had never seen before. He advanced towards it, but was stopped from entering by the guard posted there. To his utter amazement, he saw the nameplate on the door, and the castle had his wife's name on it. "This castle belongs to my wife, and surely I have the right to enter it," he told the sentry. The sentry very curtly told him that only his wife was allowed to enter, as it only belonged to her. At this point, the king woke up from his dream and was quite unhappy and morose with the experience of this dream. The whole day the king was fretting and fuming, and as evening approached, he cajoled his queen to accompany him for a walk on the beach once again. To his great satisfaction, he saw the same fakir building the heavenly castles. Heaving a sigh of relief, he ran towards him and asked him if he would sell him one of his castles. "Surely," said the fakir, and the king pointed out to a very tiny little castle. "The price for this one is half your kingdom," said the fakir nonchalantly. The shocked king protested and told him, "But yesterday you sold a very large castle to my wife for only 5 rupees. "I sure did," said the fakir. "Your wife had total blind faith in what I told her. She believed me and she paid me the 5 rupees that I asked from her. You, my friend, actually mocked her and made fun of her. You were only convinced that these were really heavenly castles after the lovely dream that you had last night. You needed some proof before you actually believed me." This is what we should have in our murshid: anadito vesav, total blind faith. There were so many other things. You should also understand that when our Sai has given us Naam, by doing that he has taken full responsibility of our well-being in this world as well as in the next world. Most importantly, we must obey him. In everyday life also, if you see that parents are very fond of their children, more so of children who obey and do what is asked of them. A disobedient child will not be disowned by the parent, but most certainly he will not be the most favorite also. Our murshid has asked us for only one thing, and that is not to waste our dhams. He listens to every request of ours, but we don't even listen to his one request. We have to really make an effort. It is not easy, and that is what our Sai said, udam asayo. We have to sincerely make an effort to get up early in the morning, sit in meditation with the Naam, and also keep the surat, that is the surat of our Murshid Sai, whilst we are meditating. So also this we should do at dusk. These two times, dawn and dusk, have been more or less fixed for Rabajo Yadkiru, remembrance of God. In our case, our God is our Murshid, and we have to sit for that moment of time in meditation with the surat of our Murshid in our imagination. The other thing you will find about our science teaching is the logic. It is impeccable. We must make a sincere effort to sit in a meditation, but when we start to do all this, there are so many thoughts which come to our mind which normally one would not even think of. These are all nafsa jo rayo. The meditational thought process is then broken and the mind wanders to different spheres. तार छिजे त वरी गंढिजे, जहरे तहरे हाल में प्या हलो. द थॉट प्रोसेस ड्यूरिंग मेडिटेशन गेट्स इंटरप्टेड, बट मेक अ सिंसियर एफर्ट टू रीस्टार्ट द थॉट प्रोसेस एंड कीप ऑन कंटिन्यूइंग टू डू दिस. आर साई हैज नेवर टोल्ड अस टू रिनाउंस द वर्ल्ड, ही हैज टोल्ड अस टू बी इन दिस वर्ल्ड एंड स्टिल बी अवे फ्रॉम इट. We have to fulfill our worldly obligations towards our family, towards our friend, towards our business, towards everything that we are normally supposed to do. But there is no time during the 24 hours that prevents us from using our naam. Hathu kaarade, dil yaarade. This literally means that we should continue to do what we are doing with our hands, but our heart and soul should be with our great Murshid Sahib. People invariably talk about sorrows and sufferings. We have all experienced sometimes some incidents in our life which are not very good, and immediately one tends to feel that why did Sai do this? This could be really avoided, but it is the will of God, total will of God. You cannot change the will of God. When I say you cannot change the will of God, I'm talking about these saints and Sufi fakirs like our great Sai. They know that something bad is about to happen, but if it is the will of God, it will continue to happen. They will not change that, because amurje na manin se dothi dolaye pya. The will of God is all important. You just cannot change the will of God. Events which are very, very unsavory, there are so many unpleasant things happening around us, which, believe me, are again happening because it is the will of God. That is why one tends to ask, if God is merciful, why is He doing all this? Why? But the reason for that is, we call Him Beparva Badshah. He is truly Beparva. He doesn't care about anything. He does what He feels like doing. And it is very difficult to understand this. And you will find people around you suffering, starving, dying of starvation, dying of natural calamities, and then one says, "Sare, why did this happen?" But that is the will of God. If something good happens, that is the will of God. If something bad happens, that is also the will of God. We easily accept the good parts, the good portion, which is very convenient, likable for us. But when something bad happens, we start saying, "Why did Sai do this? Why he couldn't have done this?" But then that again is the will of God.